Okay, right, Roger. And the podcast is finished, and we have just said that 160-something people at least dropped into Periscope.
Yes.
For a second. We don't know how long people's average stay is, but we will get that statistic is available.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, you can find out how long they've stayed. You can't find out which individual has stayed the longest. And these days, giving hearts is much less popular, or is much less a measure of how much people appreciate you.
Why
in the early days of Periscope, people were trying to get on a, you know, leaderboard for hearts, and they'd even ask people to give them hearts, or ask people to follow them and all that.
Right.
I myself, I don't think I ever asked anybody to give me a heart, and I don't think I've ever, you know, asked people to follow me. I've always left that totally up to.
Doesn't that go to against what we were just saying in the podcast, though? Which is,
yeah, it does. However, I think there are some contexts in which asking people to follow you and asking people to give you hearts can be like spamming them.
Mm-hmm.
You see, we said that it's good to get the people who are aware of you already and the people who are favourable to you already to spread your message.
Right.
We didn't say to every Tom, Dick and Harry who is out there, please tell people about us and retweet us.
Right.
Because, you know, just simply retweeting, loads of people just do retweeting. And, you know, they mightn't even have looked at the thing themselves at all.
That happens an awful lot. That people retweet something that they haven't actually watched listened to themselves.
Look, you were feeling a bit, you know, not your full sparkling self before you started. Has this been a form of therapy for you?
No, I feel worse.
You feel worse? Oh, God. Did you start to feel worse during it?
No, it's after it. I notice now that I feel less than I was before.
Any idea why? Any idea what it is?
I don't know. Maybe I'm just coming down with something.
Maybe. So it isn't to do. It isn't anything to do with your dissatisfaction about anything you said or any advice you gave or.
I think. As soon as you go down the route of I'm not happy with something I say, you'd never put out a podcast, you'd never put out anything, would you?
Well, you're always much more self, you know, oh God, I could have said this and I could have said that.
Oh, well, yes.
Than I am, you know. That's a great strength you have, which is, you know, because you're continuously improving, whereas, you know, I hope I am, but I get kind of in love with the work. I loved doing it, Roger.
Oh, it's great fun to do. I enjoy doing it. Absolutely.
I kept having this welling up within me. Oh, let's get quicker to our 7 points about how to do the marketing of this podcast. And I realised early on, of course, that at the speed at which we were going and the thoroughness with which we were doing it, that there was absolutely no way we were going to get the whole of marketing done. Which, the other funny thing is, the first episode, we had reference to Winnie the Pooh, we had reference to, you know, Tintin, we had reference to a load of things, right?
Mm.
This time, and I will put into the show notes, if you like, all the things we refer to, like the lean startup and
yes.
A few other things, but the list will be quite short.
It will be this time around, but that's not bad then. I mean,
it's just the way it worked.
Yeah, I mean, there'll be episodes where there's loads more.
Yeah.
So I don't see that as a bad thing. I'm just going to, let's just have a listen.
Are you going to play a bit back? No, that's a damn good idea. Right, and when we share this intro and outro, if you like, or the sequel, via audio.
Why should anyone trust you? Why should anyone trust you? what are your credentials for being able to attribute something useful? Marketing managers and directors would provide a more attractive service to the public. Okay, look, I'm going to skip the work I did in the National Trust, which was important. I became self-employed in 1990.
Much fewer ums and pauses. Roger's putting on headphones. Do you know what? I think I'm going to stop the recording of what we're saying after it, on the grounds that... Is there anything you want to say, Roger, after it, before we finish? Here. No. Well, he can't hear me. Of course, now he has headphones on and he's looking at a screen. He's looking at wave formations, I suspect. He's looking at waves. And he's... I don't want to distract him, so I won't. I think we made 4 points during the podcast, which, you know, you can listen to on the podcast. But they were really about the fundamentals of marketing. Not just business jazz, but the... any business, and that could be any not-for-profit. It could even be how to market your car boot sale stall. It could be about how to market your efforts that you're making as an employee to make your own company or your own work more attractive or your own team more attractive. We said that it was about how to make your more attractive, your not-for-profit more attractive. So we're in that ball game, and we had some very fundamental things about starting with yourself, your own values, being aware of what they are and starting there, and also to a lesser extent we referred to your capacity, your skills, your knowledge, your experience. And they are people, you know, that's where you can't serve everybody and you don't want to serve everybody. So basically, in order to decide how you're going to market and to whom you're going to market, you have to decide, you know, who can you possibly help or serve? And you have to do that first before you get around to identifying your key customers. And a long time before you start identifying by what means you're going to communicate with your key customers. Roger, last word from you on this outro or this after the podcast reflection.
I agree with everything you said. Here's the thing. Do you reference the fact that you were feeling rotten during a podcast recording? But does that mean then you're almost saying, oh, it's not as good, or I wasn't as good because I get my excuses in now?
No. Everybody has to work. If you think it in terms of, everybody has to work when they're not in tip-top form, true, right? Yes. So every golfer, we talked a lot about golf, every golfer goes out on the course when they're off form and they have to do their best. So you did your best this morning, I did my best this morning, and you know, if you have headaches or you're coming down with a cold or anything like that, and it's genuine, Roger, it's very genuine of you to say, I wasn't really feeling great today, and I feel even worse after having done it, and I might be coming down with something. There we are.
Allergic to the podcast.
Okay, we're off.
Bye.
Bye.